Ever feel like the universe is holding back on us? Like, maybe, just maybe, the Big Bang isn't the whole story.
It's a question people have been asking for centuries.
Well, today we're diving deep into the mind of someone who thinks they've cracked the code. We're talking emails, AI, the whole shebang, all to build a brand new theory of the universe.
This isn't just some armchair theorist, though. This is someone who's really pushing the boundaries of science and philosophy. We're going to be digging into his correspondence with some big names in physics, exploring his self-published work.
Okay, hold on. Before we get ahead of ourselves, let's back up. Who exactly are we talking about?
His name is David Noel Lynch, and he calls his theory the Noelian Universe Theory, KUT for short.
KUT, got it. And what's at the heart of KUT? What's Lynch proposing?
He's basically challenging the whole Big Bang paradigm. Instead of a universe that started with a bang and keeps expanding, he's picturing something much more dynamic.
Oh. How so?
And imagine a universe that's constantly in motion, a never-ending dance between two opposing forces. He calls them control and chaos.
Control and chaos sounds a bit dramatic, doesn't it?
It does, but he gives those terms real weight. Control represents particle energy, the measurable, quantifiable stuff of the universe. Chaos, on the other hand, is wave energy.
So like the quantum realm, all those weird things physicists talk about.
Exactly. And Lynch takes it even further. He links chaos to consciousness itself, even what he calls imaginative theology.
Oh, okay. So we're not just talking physics here. It's getting spiritual.
It's a blend, that's for sure. And according to Lynch, at the heart of it all, where these forces collide, that's where you find what he calls the singular infinity.
All right. Definitely need to unpack that a bit more. But before we do, you mentioned earlier that Lynch have a background in computer science and AI. How does that fit into all of this?
That's one of the most interesting things about Lynch. He uses AI, specifically these powerful language models, as a tool to explore his theory.
Wait, what? How does that even work?
He feeds his writings into these AI models. He's even got a whole anthology laying out his ideas. Then he uses the AI to analyze his work, generate text based on KUT, even create artwork inspired by it.
Hold on. He feeds his whole book into an AI.
He's not afraid to think outside the box, that's for sure.
That's an understatement. But that's what makes it so fascinating, right?
Absolutely.
So he's using AI almost like a, I don't know, a sparring partner for his ideas.
It's a pretty good analogy, yeah.
But let's get back to the theory itself. What are some of the core principles of this Noelian universe?
One of the most important is something he calls the Noelian axiom.
Okay, and that is?
It's a mathematical expression that he believes redefines infinity.
All right, you're going to have to break that down for me. Redefining infinity. That's a bold move.
Right. But the way he sees it, the traditional view of infinity as something going on forever in a straight line is missing something.
What's missing?
The interplay of opposing forces. That back and forth, that's what gives it meaning. It's not just endless expansion. It's more of
a loop, like a cycle.
Exactly. He actually visualizes it as a kind of vertical hourglass.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How does that work?
Picture an hourglass standing upright. The very center point where the sand would flow through, that's the singular infinity. Above it, you have absolute zero, representing pure control. Below it, you have the speed of light representing pure chaos.
Okay, so the top is control, bottom is chaos.
And they're constantly flowing into each other at that center point.
The singular infinity. Got it.
And here's where it gets even more interesting. The left side of the hourglass, that represents the past, where particle energy, that control force, is emerging from what Lynch calls inner space.
Inner space.
Right? Kind of a mind-bending concept. And on the right side, you have the future, where wave energy, the chaos, is collapsing inward from outer space. It's all about this constant exchange, this interplay between these forces.
So in this model, even something as fundamental as the Big Bang, it isn't a one-time event. It's a continual process happening at that singular infinity.
That's exactly how Lynch sees it. He even suggests this constant interplay is what generates the cosmic microwave background radiation, what many scientists believe is the afterglow of the Big Bang.
So he's saying it's not an afterglow, it's more like
the echo of creation happening constantly.
Wow. That's a pretty different way of looking at things.
But
we've talked about AI and this hourglass model, but he's got to have some actual physics to back this up, right?
He does lay out a lot of physics, draws on quantum mechanics, even references ancient philosophers. But it's not just theoretical for him. He's actually reached out to real scientists with his ideas.
Oh, really? What kind of reception has he gotten?
It's mixed. He sent his work to prominent physicists, philosophers, even religious figures. Anyone he thinks might see what he's seeing. Some are dismissive, but others find his ideas intriguing, even if they don't necessarily agree with everything.
I can only imagine putting yourself out there like that takes a certain amount of, well, courage.
It does, but remember that near-death experience we were talking about?
The car accident.
That seems to be a huge driving force for him.
So we're back. And I gotta say, this Noelian universe is really something else. It's not every day you hear a theory that tries to bring physics and, well, near-death experiences together.
It is a unique blend, and you can really see that tension, that interplay, even in his writing. He's grappling with complex equations, trying to build this rigorous framework for his ideas.
But at the same time, there's this other side to him. He's driven by this almost mystical experience, this feeling that he's stumbled onto a deeper truth.
It's definitely there. And for Lynch, it's not enough to just have this experience, this insight. He feels compelled to share it, to reconcile it with what we know about the universe.
And that's where he brings in things like dark energy and dark matter, right?
Exactly. He sees those as evidence of his control and chaos at work on a cosmic scale.
We were talking about some of the biggest mysteries in science. Even now, nobody's been able to really pin down what dark energy or dark matter actually are.
And Lynch, he sees them as further proof of this cosmic dance he keeps coming back to.
So walk me through it. How do these mysterious forces fit into the Noelian universe?
Well, he proposes that dark energy, the force that seems to be pushing everything in the universe apart, that's a manifestation of control, that particle energy emerging from inner space.
Okay, and dark matter.
That's chaos, the wave energy collapsing inward from outer space.
Yeah.
It's the force that seems to be holding galaxies together, even though we can't see it directly.
So he's found a way to integrate these massive universe-sized question marks into his own model. It's ambitious, to say the least.
Ambitious, sure, maybe even a little unorthodox, but that's part of what makes his story so compelling. He's trying to weave together science, spirituality, even philosophy into this one big picture.
It's a lot to process, but I think it comes down to a pretty simple question. What if he's onto something? What if our understanding of the universe isn't quite as complete as we think it is?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And I think it's something we all grapple with, whether we're talking about the cosmos or something a little closer to home. We're always searching for meaning, for connection, for those underlying principles that make sense of it all.
And that's what's so fascinating about David Noel Lynch and his Noelian universe theory. He reminds us that the pursuit of knowledge, that sense of wonder, it's not just for scientists or academics. It's something that drives us all.
He encourages us to think outside the box, to question assumptions, and maybe, just maybe, to embrace the unknown.
Absolutely. And on that note, we'd like to thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the mind of David Noel Lynch and his extraordinary vision of the universe. Until next time, keep those questions coming and keep exploring the world with a sense of wonder.